Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: try on, try out, and fit in. Now all three of these phrasal verbs are a little bit different, so we'll talk about each of their uses and meanings as we go along. For each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll talk about the explanation and how to use that phrasal verb in that sentence. So let's take a look at our first phrasal verb, try on. Now, try on has two sort of different meanings. The first try on would mean to try on clothing. So you're trying it on for size to see if it fits right, or to see if you look good in it, if you like the way it fits you and the way it looks on you. The second try on means to sort of play a joke or a prank on someone. If you're trying something on someone, you're sort of trying a joke on them, or you're playing a joke on them. So let's go ahead and take a look at the sentences. Sentence number one. While getting ready for the party, Janie must have tried on 20 different outfits. So in this case, Janie is going to a party. She wants to look good. Maybe she's going to see some people. She wants to look her best in whatever outfit that she's wearing. So she tries on 20 different outfits. She puts on 20 different outfits to see if either they fit good or if they look good. Maybe some of them were too small or too big. Maybe some of them just weren't right for that occasion. But she wanted to get one that looked just right for the occasion. She tried on 20 different outfits to make sure that she found the right one. Sentence number two. Why don't you try on those headphones to see if they work properly? So in this case, you're trying something on that's not clothes, but you're putting it on or testing it to see how it works, if it works properly. So in this case, they're putting on the headphones. Maybe they want to see, are they too big, too small, too loud, too soft? They want to make sure that they work properly, maybe before they buy them. So they're trying them on, maybe in the store or somewhere else, to test to see if they work properly. Let's take a look at sentence number three. The boys in the back of the classroom would always try something on the substitute teacher, like asking her ridiculous questions. So in this case, there's a substitute teacher. Oftentimes when people have substitute teachers, they like to play pranks or jokes. In this case, the boys in the back of the classroom were trying something on the substitute teacher. They were asking her all sorts of ridiculous questions that were probably unnecessary. So they were playing a prank on her. They were trying something on her. Let's move on to our next phrasal verb, try out. Now in this case, there's a couple of different ways that we would use try out. So to try out something normally means to test something. So you could maybe test someone. You could test to see if they're good for a particular role. You would try them out for a particular role or position or job. Or you could try something out. Maybe you have a new electronic device. You want to try it out to see how it works. Or maybe you want to try out something new, like an ice cream restaurant. You're going to try it out or test it to see if it's good. So let's take a look at our sentences for try out. Sentence number one. After she bought her new iPhone, Katie wanted to try out the new features. So in this case, Katie just bought a new iPhone. Maybe when it was advertised, it had a lot of features. So now that she has her iPhone, she wants to try them out. She opens up her phone, she's going through the apps, she's going through the camera. She's trying out the features, or she's testing them to see how well they work. She's trying out the new phone. Let's take a look at sentence number two. Yesterday, we went downtown to try out the new ice cream shop. So in this case, the people in the sentence maybe found out about a new ice cream shop. They'd never been there before. So they decided to go downtown to try out the new ice cream shop. They were going to test it or see how well they liked it. Try a couple of different types of ice cream, see if it's good or not. Maybe decide if they would come back there one day. So they're trying out the new ice cream shop. Let's take a look at sentence number three. After practicing his lines for 3 weeks, Kyle was finally ready to try out for the lead role of the musical. So in this case, Kyle is going to be tested. He's going to be tested in front of a panel of judges to see if he's right for this role for the musical. Does he know his lines? Is he talented? Does he have a good voice? Does he have good charisma? They're trying him out for the role. They're testing to see if he's talented enough to have this role in the musical. They're trying him out. Let's take a look at our third phrasal verb, fit in. Now, there are a couple of different ways to use fit in. Fit in could mean space. You're trying to fit something into a particular space. If you only have a certain amount of space, you need to fit something into it. Fit in could also be referring to time. So you need to fit something into your schedule. Say you have something at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. You need to figure out where you can fit in a certain event or activity. Fit in could also mean to belong or to be accepted, either to a group or to a situation. If you fit in, then you feel like you belong or are accepted in a particular group. So let's take a look at the sentences. Sentence number one. If we are taking 5 people with us to the beach, I don't know if we can fit in all of our luggage. So in this case, they're traveling to the beach. Maybe they each have a bag or a piece of luggage. If there's 5 people and they're in a small car, there's already going to be not enough space for almost all of those people to fit in the car, plus all of their luggage. So they have to see if they can fit all the luggage into the space that they have. Let's take a look at sentence number 2. Sheldon has a lot of meetings on Wednesday, so his assistant didn't think he would be able to fit in a coffee date with his wife that day. So in this case, Sheldon is very busy. He works a lot. He has a lot of meetings, particularly on this Wednesday. He wants to have a coffee date with his wife, but he doesn't know if he'll be able to fit it in. He doesn't know if he has enough time to be able to have a coffee date with his wife. He's got so many meetings lined up that he can't really fit something else in to his schedule. Let's take a look at sentence number 3. Carolyn fit in well with the crowd at the music store because she liked jazz and blues just like they did. So in this case, you're talking about fit in as far as feeling like you belong or feeling like you're accepted. In this case, Carolyn did fit in well with the crowd at the music store. She likes jazz, they like jazz. She likes blues, they like blues. They have something in common, so they feel like they belong together. They fit in together. Carolyn fits in with the crowd at the music store. So we talked about 3 phrasal verbs today: try out, try on, and fit in. I hope these explanations were helpful, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.